The cash registers were alive last Saturday as opportunistic shoppers poured into downtown Wrangell for tax-free day. The city and borough of Wrangell and the Wrangell Chamber of Commerce designate 2 days out of each year where locals can shop till they drop without worrying about the 7% city tax.
It's Saturday, and there's a lot of people out today. It's pouring down rain, but it doesn't seem to matter to a good Wranglerite.
Jeff Angerman is the owner of Angerman's Incorporated, an outlet store, which sells a variety of men's and women's apparel and sporting goods. Like many businesses on tax-free day, his stores offer many deals along with a tax exemption.
We have a lot of items, you know, our Columbia sportswear, all of our new fall items are all on sale today, and as well as, a whole host of other things, footwear, apparel, kids' clothes. Our outlet store next door is all store-wide sale. So in general, you know, it's only noon, and I'd say so far so good.
Down the street, Odyssey's True Value is packed with customers trying to get the best deals on hardware and supplies. Odyssey's general manager, Ernie Christian, says business usually picks up 2 to 3 times than normal on tax-free days. He says the discounts are the biggest draws.
Brings a lot of people out to save. 7% adds up, and then we also have other sales going on, like all Lana Gardens 25% off. We all upstairs is 15% off. So these always help add on to the tax-free day. So you could say if you have 15% off, add 7 on that, it's 22% off regular price on items upstairs. So it's a big draw, and people really enjoy.
Christian says he's noticed a trend in the past that some customers would try to get the jump on tax-free day offers by scouting out the items well in advance.
Sometimes 2 or 3 days before tax-free day, they start shopping and looking at things and planning ahead. So it's becoming a very good shopping opportunity for everybody in town.
Odyssey's and Angerman's may have had a full load, but no other business was as hectic as City Market. City Market is one of two grocery stores in Wrangell and usually does well on normal business days. But it's a different story on tax-free days. The store's owner, Ben Curtis, describes the atmosphere.
Right now, it's a good, steady flow of traffic, and we've got quite a few people in here, and they're definitely taking advantage of the case goods sale and the tax-free mode and everything, so we're happy with it right at the moment.
Curtis says case goods sales are City Market's biggest attractions on tax-free days, along with a 10% discount on most of the items in the store. He says the case goods sales come in handy in preparation for emergency situations.
Well, it's just about basically any staple item the average person would use, a family, there's the 4 or 5 different kinds of canned vegetables, canned fruit, macaroni and cheese, pasta, soups, just, everything that anybody would need that they could take advantage of, save a little bit and have it in their pantry when weather gets ugly out there, sort of almost like today. But when you get, snow and the icy roads and everything, and you don't have to worry about going out and shopping unless they need fresh produce or dairy items. Everything else is basically, it got home.
Groceries and other expenses can pile up while living in Bush, Alaska, so tax-free days can be a cushion of relief for most families like John and Cindy Waddington's. With a daughter at home, the newlywed couple took advantage of the case goods sale at City Market.
We did a lot of the case stuff with family members. We all pitched in together. And
like the bricks of cheese over there. If you buy them, they're $9, but if you get them by case, they're $6, so hey, it's a win-win situation with cheese.
Otter Pops, I think we have a couple cases.
5 cases.
Another couple, Don and Tiffany Stevens, enjoy the fruits of tax-free days. They seize the days to stock up on winter supplies.
Okay, tell me what you guys got over here for tax-free day.
Oh, man, everything's just a lot cheaper. You can stock up for the winter and stuff, so we got our paper towels and our winter food and stuff, and Lord knows I like to eat, so we got plenty of food.
How about you?
It's just a great day to shop and see everybody and say hello and get everything you need for the winter.
Tax-free days have definitely had a positive effect on the community and the Southeast Alaska region. Shoppers have come from Petersburg and Prince of Wales Island to reap its benefits. Chamber of Commerce Director Tiss Peterman says the idea was presented to the Wrangell Assembly in 2006 as a way to encourage local shopping.
It took off. We started off with just one a year and had the approval of City Council, and it was so popular that in the second year we had approached City Council once again and got their approval to have 2 per year. And most of the store owners and people in the community really supported it.
Wrangell Mayor Don McConaghy agrees.
If you take a look, I've drove around town here two, three times now, and every parking spot is full. People are obviously in the stores and doing what it is that they do, as far as getting more expensive items, you know, larger ticket items, and I think it does the store owners just a heck of a lot of good. It's a good thing for the community.
The state of Alaska does not have a state tax. Like most bush Alaska towns, Wrangell has to rely on a local tax to bring in revenue. The borough's economy has struggled in recent times. A timber industry that was once strong in Wrangell has faded away. Fishing has also taken a hit in the last few years. McConaughey says he is indecisive over whether Wrangell needs more tax-free days to support its struggling economy.
Every time that we ever brought this up at City Council, I will flat out admit that I said, we are taking this straight out of the tax dollar of the city. And being that our city has to run on a budget, we have agreed to two tax-free days a year. I don't know that we need any more. Maybe we do. We'll see what happens in the future.
Whether more tax-free days will be added in the future remains to be seen. You won't hear most Wrangellites complaining about the two they have already. As far as they are concerned, they just live for the moment when those days come around. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.